The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions expressed by Rob Black and his guests are not necessarily those of KDOW or its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision.
I'm Rob Black, talking money, investing, and more. Thanks for listening to the show. My pledge is you listen, I'll try to get content ready for you that'll help you kind of get to retirement. Starts with a 401k. It starts with a big picture of it's going to take you 20, 30, 40 years to save. And then you're on your way. Today, I can tell you that FedEx is warning about 2019. BMW is warning about 2019. And UBS is saying the first quarter of the year started off kind of on the sluggish side. Not good. Not good. The FOMC is doing their thing. Typically, they go up to meet in a cabal. They talk about how they're going to change the world power structures by raising interest rates or lowering interest rates, and then they tell us why they did or didn't do that, why they saw what they saw and didn't see. That's one of those days we got going on today. We're waiting for old people to come out and talk about the economy. Oh, our economy is doing great. Get in the basement, grandfather. Apple's come out with new AirPods that now slice bread. No. But it's nice to see they're putting an effort into making them a little bit better. New semiconductor and connects a little bit faster and such. I don't have a problem with the speed that they connect. I have a problem with they're a little bit easy to lose. I haven't lost a pair, but I know people who have. And what do you say? You know, you want the wireless for a reason, right? So they can lose. So Apple's in the news today. Google's getting slapped around a little bit. European Union saying once again they've violated their be good business model that they're supposed to have, and they're being evil in the eyes of the European Union. So $1.7 billion fine coming their way. It's their third breach of EU antitrust rules in 3 years. So the latest fines for legal practices in search advertising brokering to cement its dominance in market position. So far, Google's now been fined $9.4 billion. Now, do you look at that as, well, that's a good thing? I bet they still have more money left over. Or do you look at that as, I'm going to stop using their websites. I'm going to stop Googling people. Good luck with that. I know people who are addicted to Google Maps. Addicted, I tell you. Like a drug. It's right. Me and Mr. T are going to have to be advocates and protect you from the evil Google and how addictive it is. So, yeah, I kind of dropped. I'm a little bit on the tired side today. Sometimes it's tired good. Sometimes it's tired bad. Boeing still is in the news. Oh, no, I can't imagine that. Boeing's still in the news. Boeing's having problems at this point in time. Kind of like, I don't want to say getting out of their own way because that's totally wrong. But this is not looking good from the information the pilots in the black boxes are kind of leaking out. They're saying that one pilot saved that very same plane that went down a day earlier by explaining to the pilot what was happening. And you're like, whoa, that's not good. The pilots of a Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX plane that crashed in October desperately read an emergency handbook and attempt to find a way to control the plane before its fatal accident. That doesn't make me feel good. That doesn't make me feel good. When you hear the phrase, pilots desperately reading an emergency handbook, it reeks of like something you saw in a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but it's real life and it's not, that's not good. Both the captain and the first officer scoured the handbook to try to control the plane, but were unable to, and it crashed in the sea. Yep, Boeing still has some issues, to say the least. And it's interesting because they're a duopoly. And hearing them talked about on shows like this or CNBC or Bloomberg, it's almost offensive because you're still talking about families that are mourning, but you're also talking about they're not going to go out of business. I mean, the number of people flying every year has grown like 7 to 8% because it's basically China. China can't buy enough Boeing planes and Airbus planes. If they bought everyone that they made, they still wouldn't have enough. We've got 5+ years of demand. You know, just sitting there waiting. So at some point in time, Boeing stabilizes. The question is, does the 737 become a very expensive problem and be taken out of circulation? Or is there a software fix that fixes this? And again, I'm not a pilot. I'm not an aviation god. My knowledge of air wrecks is so minimal. Now, Bayer's also getting sued over at Germany because of Roundup causing cancer. They've lost two lawsuits so far. There's still 11,200 to go. Something tells me you come up with a valuation on a dead person sooner than later, and you settle cases. So when you come up with a valuation, you're looking at what did one jury say and fine, and what does it get reduced to? And suddenly you have, you know, a case sample. It's kind of morbid, right? Kind of morbid indeed. It's the world I play in, right? Right. FedEx is disappointing investors with its results, dragging transports lower. Nike comes out with their earnings on Thursday. I own shares of Nike, and I look at it for inflationary costs, input costs. Also look at it for international demand. Product, I kind of want to see that they're coming up with stupid stuff that we don't really need, like a brand new bicycle helmet, or brand new swimming gear, or brand new tennis racket, or brand new golf ball. So I know you're saying, Nike is in the innovation business, isn't it? They're able to get us to say we need a new golf ball. They go out and make a new golf ball so that when you hit it, it's more of a ping sound versus a zing sound. Do you hear the ping? Oil prices have turned higher. The commodity is marched higher. The pay at the pump is marched higher. The pain. What do you predict for gas prices, Mr. T? I predict pain. Gas prices. Just in time for the summer. Anyway. Gas prices moved up for about 6 weeks in a row, which when you start taking a look at the stock market, you're just like, hey, look at that. Oil prices have moved up and gas prices have moved up and oil and gas stocks have moved up. Current price of an average gallon of gas is up 35 cents in 6 weeks. That saps about $135 million a day out of our economy. That's a lot of money. What's that take? 10 days to hit $1.3 billion? So that could be going into restaurants. It could be going into airfare. It could be going into retirement. You get the idea. Oil prices are generally the culprit when gas prices rise. In a rare, rare case, that's not the case. Sometimes it's like tornadoes and things like that that take refineries off, and you're in that middle of a switch of a driving season. I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial, money, investing, and more. Find me online at Rob Black Show. Big event Thursday night, the 21st in Burlingame. You can sign up by going to Rob Black Show. It's Rob Black Show at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Doubletree. We refund parking, so that's all good. Sign up at Rob Black Show. Use the code RADIO25 to get in for free.
Catch Rob Black and Rob Black and Your Money live on the Bay Area airwaves. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW. And streaming live on the KDOW radio app or KDOW.biz.
I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial, money, invested, and more. Thanks for listening to the show. It's one of those markets right now where some days you feel like maybe I could take a little bit of a vacation here or there. Spring break's right around the corner, right? Stock market is doing its things with its feelings right now, and it feels like the FOMC is going to have a big directive today. So the Fed marches out their chairman, Powell, Jerome Powell, and he discusses what, you know, the Fed policy is going to be. I know you're saying Fed policy, sweet. That's about 2 o'clock, 2:30 Eastern. So you do the math, you go back in time, and you can see how it affects you and your time zone. It's the drama of the day. It's not necessarily great, but it's the drama of the day. Because right now there's a consensus, and that's why it's not going to be very dramatic. The consensus is the Fed will vote to leave the target range for the Fed fund rates unchanged. They set the cost of money for banks. When you go by the gas station and you see the, you know, the guy out front changing the sign to $2.50 a gallon to $2.60 a gallon, you're like, oh, that changed. Same thing with the Fed fund rates. They, when you go to a bank and you say, how much does it cost for a 10-year loan? What's a 5-year loan? What's a 30-year loan? What's a 15-year loan? That starts with the pricing with the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. So he'll probably say, we're going to be patient. That was the mindset that we started moving into recently that Wall Street applauded and started to rally behind. There's something called a dot plot. And it shows how many times the Fed expects to raise interest rates in a given year and how high the interest rates are going to go. Probably one of those dots will come off and they'll start saying, okay, we're going to give it a little bit more time because right now we're seeing sideways or something. I'm not putting words in his mouth, but that's the big drama of the day. I know you're saying, ooh, I can't wait.
Will Peggy Sue marry David? Will David leave his husband for a wife? Like, whoa, that's dramatic.
Wall Street's got no drama today. No drama today. FedEx fell short of its third quarter earnings expectations, and they lowered their guidance for the year 2019. They're saying international macroeconomic conditions and weaker global trade around the globe are to blame. And that sounds to me like tariffs and Trump. Tariffs and Trump and China and tariffs and Trump and China. And it's kind of a nice, resounding rebuke, so to speak, of if you're having problems with your earnings and you can blame tariffs and Trump, do it. BMW reported a 12.4% year-over-year decline in its 2018 net profit.
BMW? Whoa.
They saw about a 1.1% decline in revenue, but profit down 12.4%, and they warned, 2019's not going to be great. Now, again, they didn't say anything about Trump and tariffs, but they could have. Of which, that's starting to get into my head. Someone said, what if Trump gets done with China? They make this big tariff thing, and we're best friends. And Trump turns slowly and looks at Angela Merkel and says, baby, you're next. What if he goes after the European Union and, like, car makers like BMW, like Volkswagen? The CEO of UBS Securities told conference attendees that the first quarter was one of the worst environments in recent years. Okay, so FedEx warned, BMW warned, UBS, a big financial company, is saying, we didn't do great. You had the stock market get kind of wonky back in December. And in December, it's considered a discounting mechanisms. So there's January, February, March, April, May, June. Sometime in June, we should start seeing why it got wonky. Are you ready? You want to see something really scary? No. Apple just launched new AirPods with wireless charging and hands-free Siri. Woohoo! My life has changed. My bread has been buttered. In fact, my bread has been made. It's better than fresh bread, right? New AirPods are powered by Apple's new H1 chip, which should make it possible to connect to devices more quickly and deliver more talk time. They're available to order on Apple's online store immediately. Okay, so let's talk about the AirPods. $159. With a wireless charging case, it's $199. What do you feel about this? When the first AirPods came out, they looked kind of goofy, but I'll tell you what, they're great for talking on the phone. Like, if you're at a bar and you don't want people to talk to you, they're awesome because it sounds like you're listening to music or something. And they're kind of prolific now. You see them almost everywhere. So the audio quality should be improved. But it doesn't feel to me, it feels to me like a refresh, not an evolution or revolution of any sort, way, or kind. But yeah, they're moving a little bit into the wireless, right? It would be nice if everything went that way. And we know that with the new Samsung phone will act like a battery to other phones or will act like a battery to AirPods and things like that that need wireless charging. So now the phone is becoming a charging brick, which is kind of exciting. Not really, but kind of. Work with me on that. Apple debuted its first generation AirPods in 2016 along with the iPhone 7. They're selling well. 50 to 55 million pairs will be sold in 2019. It's, if any other company did that, we'd be like, wow, that's a great product. That's selling well. But for Apple, you're like, meh. I need my hemorrhoids cured. I buy a phone. And Apple's like, oh, got to fix people's hemorrhoids by phone. We can do this. We're on it. And they'll eventually do it. Gas prices are starting to move up. Wonder why. Is spring driving season, summer driving season already here? It kind of is. Current price of an average gallon of gasoline in the United States is up 35 cents in the last 6 weeks. It's been creeping up. For a country of drivers, that's about $135 million a day more. And that's like, whoa, that's a day. You add that up and you can see where gasoline prices affect consumption in the United States. Average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States is, survey says, $2.58. Wow. That tells you how high the taxes are in California, right? I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial. Big seminar coming up Thursday in Burlingame. Learn more by going to Rob Black Show. That's Rob Black Show. And use code RADIO25 to get in for free if you've not been to an event.
Want the podcast with music? Find the link to the other version of the podcast by going to Rob Black's Twitter. His handle is at Rob Black Show. Listen to Rob Black and Your Money weekday mornings, 7 to 9 on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's one of those big event weeks. CFP Chad Burton here to talk a little bit about it. We have a seminar Thursday evening, the 21st of March, talking about income and retirement, wealth preservation, retirement planning issues. Mr. Burton, how are you?
Doing great. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Sounds like you have a little bit of a cold going on, maybe. Let's talk about mistakes people make. Mistakes in retirement, per se. Not a good time to be making mistakes. Spring training, it's okay. But retirement, you're kind of like, you're at the big league at that point in time.
It is, yeah. When you're younger, if you, you know, just continue to save, put money into lower cost index funds for your first $250,000 to $500,000, the market will treat you very, very well over time. I've seen a lot of people become really, really wealthy by building that financial base, just continuing to invest, reinvesting their dividends, not panicking when the market, you know, takes a dip. They buy more and do other things like buy a little real estate here and there, and they become really, really wealthy. But once you have that wealth and you're no longer working and feeding those assets and watching it accumulate, you have to take a little bit more fine-tuned approach. The first mistake on my list that I wanted to talk about today is believing in sales pitches.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we talk about is that if you have a good run-up in the market, like, for example, S&P's up like 14% since the December lows, small caps up 16%, and you kind of look at expectations going forward, and if you, you know, people ask you, what's your expectations, Rob, of the market in the next 3 to 5 years? I don't really know, but, you know, we've run up a lot. It's not like the market is super cheap. It's not like it's super expensive. So you kind of tame returns a little bit. Well, that will open up that same person to believe a sales pitch from somebody else that tells them, I've got this new product or new trading strategy or something that's going to get you double-digit rates of return, and they want to believe, so they actually invest in it, and they get burned. So believing in a sales pitch, or maybe it's somebody that's selling them an annuity or some sort of product with guarantees that they don't realize that there's 2.5%, 3.5% fees, you have to steer clear of that stuff in retirement because it will cost you a lot of money over time.
It's interesting because, again, just eliminating some mistakes sometimes can be exponentially powerful for you. Let's talk about some of the other mistakes people make. Obviously, emotions. They say,
yeah,
you know, try to kill greed and fear and you'll be a better investor. Is that a true statement?
Oh, absolutely. You have to kind of train yourself to do opposite of what your gut tells you to do. The first people that call during a stock market correction panicking are the same people that I'm trying to make sure that they maintain their risk in, you know, 2006 and 2014, that they want to just go over-invested based on the risk tolerance. So it takes them a while to kind of get a handle on their emotions when it comes to investing. So, and again, this last correction, it was pretty tough because the market rallied so much to September and then dropped pretty hard between the end of September and December 24th. Those that hit the panic button, you know, they made a big mistake. They're not going to recover that 16% that other investors got back in small caps, or 14% in S&P 500. So, you know, you've got to make sure you take the emotion out of investing and be very non-emotional and stick to a strategy.
Good stuff. And this is stuff that you talk about at the seminar and obviously much, much more. People can go to newfocusfinancial.com. It's newfocusfinancial.com. Sign up for the event Thursday night. That's tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30 in Burlingame. We don't get to Burlingame all that often, so a good event, lots of content. People can learn more by going to newfocusfinancial.com. Chad, obviously, I think budgetary mistakes. I live in a world where my budget's not tight like a screwdriver tight. It's a little loosey-goosey, and I feel like it's one of the bigger mistakes I've made in the last 10 years is it's a little too loosey-goosey. In retirement, that I got to fix it by then, so to speak.
Yeah, we go through phases in life where it's hard to kind of get your retirement budget nailed. Because then you've got that young kid phase, all of a sudden you're spending money on diapers, and then that slows down a little bit. And then you got the teenager phase when, you know, they're in two or three different sports or whatever it may be, and send them to maybe a different school. And then you got the college phase, and then it changes, and all of a sudden you focus on your catching up for your retirement investing. So it can be all over the place. It's really that last 10 years that people kind of say, okay, what do I want to do in retirement? What's that going to cost? And the biggest mistakes that people make are forgetting that your 401k comes with a big tax bill. Somebody's paying taxes on it at some point, and it's likely going to be you. So the biggest budget mistakes are the taxes, the health care costs, forgetting about inflation, forgetting that you're still going to need a new car every, you know, 7 to 10 years. You're still going to need to remodel your home every once in a while. So you have to project those in and see what the tax effects are.
Speaking about remodeling your homes, anytime you go buy a new home and you walk into someone's home who's like 75, it looks like it hasn't been remodeled in 25 years. So maybe we don't need to budget that, Chad. Maybe we'll just be that person who never, ever, ever changes the kitchen or the bathroom.
We see those people that want to, hey, I'm 75, I got to sell my house, but I better remodel my kitchen and my bathroom before I sell it and I'll get more money. Odds are you're not going to probably choose kind of the modern styles that somebody, one of these millennials that's going to get their IPO from Uber or Lyft is going to want. So maybe you shouldn't do your remodeling before you sell. Maybe you should just sell it.
But don't millennials like it simple? Don't they just like IKEA? So it's not that hard to remodel. Right.
Yeah, they'll probably just put a small, tiny house in the backyard and then rent out the house that they buy from you.
Doesn't it feel good to like talk bad of millennials without them around?
I've got one. So I joke with them all the time.
Anyhow, and anyway, one of the areas that also we got to think about in retirement, and this is something you're going to be talking about at the seminar, is taking tax advantage is while you could take tax advantage of selling that house, maybe while you get the capital gains tax write off. All those decisions seem to be super, you know, magnified in retirement. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, if you're a person that's retiring, you got your 401k, you got some Roth, you got some low cost basis stock from your employer that you worked for many years. There's people that, I mean, Rob, there's a 0% capital gains rate, where if you're a married couple filing jointly with your new standard deduction of $24,000 and everything else, you can get, you know, $80,000, $90,000 of gains and be at a 0% capital gains bracket if you kind of stagger your income. It's something that you have to think about on how you pull your income out, because sometimes if you have IRA income or 401k income at the same time as you have capital gains, it can make your capital gains cost more money. You can go from a 0 to a 15 to a 23.8% rate. Selling anything large right before you go on Medicare can cause you to pay higher Medicare premiums for a long period of time. So one of the big mistakes that people make as they go into retirement is they have too much in pre-tax accounts. They forget to get different types of accounts, just a taxable account, or really more importantly, the Roth. And a lot of people that are looking for more ways to save more money should go to their employer, like at Microsoft, Apple, Cisco, and take advantage of this after-tax contribution where you can put even more money in than you're doing now into your 401k, but it's after-tax, but it allows you to convert it to the Roth 401k. So you start building up this account that's going to grow tax-free for the rest of your life.
Interesting. I'm trying to come up with a question on gold for you, because gold always seems to come up when the markets are fearful. And I kind of had is anyone asking about gold right now? Because like I don't have a meter. It feels like no one cares about gold anymore. But that's my question.
No, you know, I haven't really gotten much lately. I think commodities, gold is a commodity, right? There's different types of commodity, everything from soybeans, gold, to whatever, and I think that, you know, if you want to get exposure to that area, it's a different animal. It's trend investing. Are they trending up or trending down? So there's things like managed futures funds and things like that that might be the better route than a person just trying to guess the direction of the commodity on their own, because there's so many different things that affect it with global currencies and political issues and demand. I don't spend much time looking at it.
Sounds good. Big seminar coming up tomorrow night, 6:30 in Burlingame. Anything else that we need to know about the event before we log off, Chad?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you know, you can't time the market, but timing the market in retirement is everything in terms of when you pull your gains off the table and replenish your cash that you spend. So I go over specific examples of how I set up retirement income and then how we blend that in. We actually have to calculate your income strategy, your tax strategy first, and then design your asset allocation second. So intense, very educational event, and you'll come away with a lot of information. I'm glad you went.
Sounds good. It's Mr. CFP himself, Chad Burton. You can find him online at newfocusfinancial.com. That's newfocusfinancial.com. The big event is tomorrow evening. Lots of good downloadables at newfocusfinancial.com. It's a good conversation to start having, in my opinion, thinking about retirement and what it's going to look like for you. And just being honest with yourself. It's as we get older, I talk to people who I've known in radio for 20 plus years now, and I'm like, hey, what's your retirement looking like? And it's always quite interesting. Retirement planning is more complicated than ever. You can come out to the event and learn a little bit or learn a lot, depending on your education level. Minimizing taxes, pretty important after the big tax reform laws that went into place a couple years ago. Good and bad retirement products, what accounts to draw from first, protecting your estate from long-term care costs, what to expect in 2019 and beyond. You can sign up for the event. It's the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Burlingame by going to newfocusfinancial.com. It's newfocusfinancial.com and using the code RADIO25. So Google gets slapped for another $1 billion fine, $1.7 billion for kind of working around the European Union's advertising rules about their rivals. Is that a good thing to be a monopoly or a bad thing if you're an investor? I'm Rob Black, talking all things financial.
Don't forget, there's another hour of today's show to listen to. Find it now at KDOW.biz or on the KDOW radio app.
Bayer shares are sliding today. They're a company from Germany. They're down 12%. A U.S. jury ruled that its Roundup weed killer caused cancer. That's never going to be a good thing for a stock. It's, believe it or not, not the worst thing. The worst thing is not knowing how much you're going to have to pay for dead bodies from said cancer. And it goes in the hands of juries, and Wall Street goes, what do you mean? And we don't, it's impossible to quantify. Now, you could look at other juries and say, okay, 110 dead people equals, you know, this. 200 dead people equals, you know, X plus 2 times 3, 400 dead people, and you could do the math on some levels. But this is still very, very early on in the legal proceedings against Bayer and against Roundup. And so far, Bayer has lost both cases. Glyphosate is the world's most widely used weed killer. Monsanto's Roundup was the first glyphosate-based weed killer, but is no longer patent-protected. And a lot of other versions now available to buy. Uh-oh. So this was only the second case that Bayer's lost. So they're 0-2 in trying to say, hey, our thing didn't cause cancer. It's just a coincidence. Well, I don't know what their thought is. I'm just throwing that out there. But they go on to say there's still 11,200 more lawsuits waiting to go to trial. The first one, someone was awarded $289 million after the court decided, and the jury decided that Roundup was his cause for cancer. It was later reduced to $78 million. So $289 million is really not the right number. But $78 million is still a lot for one dead person, right? When you look at it and you see 11,200 more, you do the math there, and it's staggering how much pressure this company's going to be under until they figure out how to get out of that. And it's probably a Tom Clancy movie, is my best guess. So 800-516-1220 to each calls on the air. It's 800-516-1220 to each calls on the air. Anything that you want to talk about, we can talk about money, investing, and more. So Snapchat is ramping up on some positives out of the UK. Okay, now when you start getting that kind of news cycle for a stock, I'm just going to say no. Company I've never used, but I've heard good things about. And if you've used it, maybe you can help me out and tell me, give me the cheat sheet on it. But TikTok, it's short form video. It's an app owned by Chinese tech company ByteDance. It's been on the charm offensive to video creators, and it's working. It's you know, is anyone ever going to dominate or even pose the threat to YouTube? It doesn't look like it. But you're always on the lookout. 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. A lot of research coming out right now on Amazon and their private label stuff and how effective it is. And they haven't really even started pushing it. There was probably a moment in your life where you're like, why has everyone got the name Kirkland on their jeans? And you didn't understand it. You were young. You were like, what's that mean? Why not Levi Wranglers or Jordache or whatever the designer jean of the day is? One of the ones that I wear an expensive pair of jeans and it's ridiculous. That's all I'll say. I have a uniform, if you will. But Amazon's got a lot of exclusive lines now coming out. And a lot of people wonder, how far can they take it? Like, we know that they're also like going into health and wellness. Could they start getting into generic drugs? Could they start getting into generic medical devices, trying to bring the cost down for much of the world, competing obviously with companies like Walmart, but also saying, we also see the industries like healthcare is having problems containing costs. You know, that's Walmart's game, the cost buster, right? 800-516-1220 to get your calls on the air. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about money investing and more. Gas prices are rising across the United States just as we're starting to pick up our driving season. Supply and demand. Apple has new AirPods that add wireless charging. It feels like, okay, but it's not big enough to really move the needle. Although a lot of companies would kill for that business. But we look at it with Apple and we're like, what are the services attached to it? So we got that. Rich people seem to inhabit another world, right? When you see the college cheating scandals that would have been perfect on Desperate Housewives, actually played by one of the Desperate Housewives in real world charm. I think there is something to be said that, you know, you can pay attention to people who are smart financially and you can learn something. Very few of them ever decided to join a club and try to sell products to their friends and family. Very few of them. Very few of what people do is they start their own business. They look for passive income. I've got stock in, let's say, Intel. Let's say Microsoft. Let's say I have $100 in Microsoft and it pays a 3% income dividend every year. That $100 that I saved and put aside now gives me $3 that my job doesn't give me. Passive income is awesome. It really works for you. It's your money working for you. Everyone should be thinking about passive income and how to build a portfolio that creates income. Something I'm going to be talking about at the seminar Thursday night in Burlingame. I'd love to see you there. You can sign up for the event. It's in Burlingame, the DoubleTree by Hilton. Easy to find. Parking's validated, so no excuse not to come. You can check out more information at Rob Black Show. It's Rob Black Show, and use the code Radio25 to get in for free.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.